This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Aracelis Lopez. I'm interviewing Aracelis Otero. We call her Paquita. Through the phone on October 23rd, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
Let's start giving basic information to share. What's your name?
Aracelis Otero.
Your age?
80.
What's your occupation?
Family assistant.
And what's your racial identity?
Puerto Rican.
Gender identity?
Man.
Sexual orientation?
Orientation at a city, what's that?
Straight.
It was straight, yeah.
Where are you from?
From Puerto Rico.
Okay. I'm making it clear that you don't have to share any information that makes you uncomfortable.
All right.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother used to tell me that everybody in this country was rich. And I want to be rich too.
Why did you decide to come to New York instead of other states?
Because my father used to live here in New York.
What do you miss about
Puerto Rico? My father was here before I came.
Oh.
My father, yes.
Who was your father with also in New York?
We used to live 87 West 103rd Street.
Okay. And what do you miss about Puerto Rico?
Well, let me see. I used to miss the school and my family.
Okay.
My mother, especially my mother.
And what don't you miss about Puerto Rico?
What else?
What don't you miss about Puerto Rico?
I do not understand that. What do you say, Edison?
What don't you miss about Puerto Rico? Like, you said what you miss, now what do you don't like? What do you don't
miss? Why I didn't like from Puerto Rico? Mm-hmm. I like everything.
And then
mm-hmm.
You don't miss anything from Puerto Rico?
Now, no.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
Well, my mother was telling me that I was going to be rich, that I'm going to have a lot of clothes, a lot of food. Kind of all that.
What were your expectations of coming to New York?
What?
What were your expectations when you're coming to New York? Like, what did you expect? What did you want to see?
Oh, that I want to see that my father, that they used to tell me that I want to see that, you know, the people, they was rich, and it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I came to this country, we used to live in a furnished room. It was only one room and the kitchen. And mm-hmm. We have three beds, was five of us. Yes. I mean, yeah. Six of us living in one room and
oh
with the
goodness.
Kitchen.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes.
And
the bathroom was outside. To use the bathroom was outside.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And was three, I remember was three beds. And mm-hmm. one for my father and my stepmother. And I used to sleep with my sister, and then my brother, my two brothers used to live in the other bed.
How did you feel about living
well,
in that condition?
I feel so bad because they was telling me that everybody was rich here.
Mm-hmm.
And we was like Puerto Rico, we was really poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Were there other Puerto Ricans that were living like you guys?
Oh, yes, yes. Almost the whole building was Puerto Rican.
Mm.
Yes, around there it was a lot of Puerto Rican, yeah.
When did you come to New York? And who did you come
to? In 1954.
And who did you come to New York with?
By myself.
How did how were you received upon like arriving to the neighborhood? Like, how did they treat you? How did they think of you when you came to New York as a Puerto Rican?
Oh, they used to call the Irish and the Italian. They don't like the Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they don't like the Puerto Rican. They used to hate the Puerto Rican, and they used to call them name, and the Puerto Rican was afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did you adjust to the language and the culture in New York when you first came?
Well, that was very sad, you know, because sometimes you don't know what the teacher was talking about. Mm-hmm. And I was in the school in Booker T. Washington High School. That was 107th Street and Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was everybody, you know, the teacher, they don't even care for you. One time I remember one of the teachers said, "Why don't you go back to your country?" Yeah, they used to tell you that. They don't even care for the Puerto Rican.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes, yes. And I remember when I was in the school, you know, that was a big difference between the school in Puerto Rico and the school here. Mm-hmm. In Puerto Rico, you used to respect the teacher. The teacher used to have the ruler all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the teacher in Puerto Rico, they never hit me, but they hit my brother with the mm-hmm. ruler. And when my brother Ismael came to my mother and told my mother, Mommy, the teacher hit me," my mother used to say, "Something you was doing." Mm-hmm. "And that's your second mother." "Mommy, that's your second mother." But over here, when I went to the classroom, the teacher used to, you know, to read the newspaper, and they don't even care about you at yeah. that time. And let me tell you something, everybody have to pay for the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I used to pay 10 cents, my father, 10 cents. Everybody used to pay.
Wow.
Was no welfare, nothing. Everybody have to pay.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes.
What were the new opportunities that were available to you when you came to New York?
Oh, then I went to work when I was 16 years old in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss was really nice. His name was Sal. He was a Jewish. But he was really, really nice with me. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the factory, I was 16 years old, and I still remember him. That mm-hmm. he used to tell me, "I know you're not 18, you're 16. Yes. And then I went back to, you know, to get my high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Were there any opportunities that were denied to you because you were Puerto Rican?
No. No. Well, I didn't try, you know.
Yeah.
Did you
witness anybody else get denied because they were Puerto Rican?
No, I don't remember. No.
Okay.
No.
What in your life?
I know my brother. He was in the school. When he was in the school, my brother Adalberto.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated in ninth grade, and he didn't know how to write and read.
Oh
because
goodness.
The teacher didn't even care for you. And my father either. My father, he never used to go to the school to see how we was doing.
What in your life keeps you connected to Puerto Rico?
You connected to Puerto Rico?
What keeps you connected?
My family, my mm-hmm. sister. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the culture, right? You always, cause.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Cause I know yes. when you would cook and stuff, it would be. It would be exactly how Puerto Ricans will make it and stuff. Like, growing up, you still hold the culture.
Yes, I do. I always, yes. I love my country. I love my island. I love Puerto Rican so much. Yes, yes. That's my island. I like the Puerto Rican food. I like everything. The alcapurrias.
How do you navigate a bilingual life? How do you go by speaking both languages and, like, around New York City?
Well, let me see what I'm going to tell you. I was, well, in the school with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And when I, you know, when you used to come to this country and you speak English, they used to make fun of you, your accent.
Really?
That's why so many people, you know, they was afraid to speak English. I mean, English, yeah, because the other people used to make fun of you.
Aww.
Yes, yes. Yes, reading, because let me tell you something. Puerto Rico, we used to have class in English, 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And I learned in Puerto Rico how to read and how to read and how to write, because we used to have one class in English. Everything was in English in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it's more easy for the Puerto Rican to learn English than the other countries.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Where have you lived in New York City and why?
I love New York City too.
Where have you lived?
I used to live, I told you, when I came from Puerto Rico, that was, I lived in 103rd Street. That was 87 West 103rd Street. That doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. But then we moved to 109th Street.
Wow.
Yeah, I love New York. And let me tell you something. When I came to this country too, was, you know, in some buildings, and I still remember it was in Columbus Avenue between 100th Street to 96th Street. They used to have a sign where the sign say, no blacks, no Puerto Rican, and no pets.
Wow.
And I still remember that. Because, you know, the Italian and the Irish, I told you before, they don't like the Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there was a big gang. They make it, you know, the big gang.
Mm-hmm.
The name was the Dragon. But that was the Puerto Rican who formed that gang to defend themselves. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
To
because they every time they used to see a Puerto Rican, they used to hit them.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, yes, and that's why when they came, the Dragon was a big gang of the only Puerto Rican was there. Yes.
What's your favorite part about living in New York?
Oh, wow, everything, Araceli. I love New York. I love everything here. Yes, now, yes.
Yes, now, but then no, right?
Then I didn't like it too much because they used to make so much fun at you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared to speak English in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was making fun at you, you know. And I have a friend of mine, her name was Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Centron, she was my best friend. And mm-hmm. she used to speak a little bit English. And I used to talk to her in Spanish. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With her, I learned a little bit of English.
Aww.
Yes. Yes.
But
they used to make so much fun at you, Araceli, when you used to speak English.
Aww.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, they don't even care. But now, with your accent, you go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even make fun at you.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. changed.
Mm-hmm.
But also, how has your neighborhood changed since you came to New York? How has it changed, like, the environment around New York?
Let me see one. Well, Araceli, when I came to this country, was, you know, the policeman was really tall and was Irish and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
When they used to see the Puerto Rican, you know, in a group,
mm-hmm.
they used to say, break it out. if I see you again around here, you're going to be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I remember his name was, this man named Malabé. He was in front of the building without the shirt. Mm-hmm. He was waiting for somebody. The policeman came just like that and slapped him. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just like that, yes. But now they don't even respect the police. At that time, they really respect the police.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know, you know, because they have to listen to the police. The mm-hmm. police was very strong with people. But now I see the neighborhood change. They don't even, sometimes like yesterday, with that music, loud music, they don't even respect nobody. Mm-hmm. You know that they don't even care for people. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Yes.
Is there anything you feared when you came to New York? Was there anything that you were so afraid of?
No.
I wanted to know, when Hurricane Maria happened, how mm-hmm. how did it change your hometown when you left Puerto Rico? Did it change your hometown or your house where you grew up in when you went back?
Well, my you know that I the house that I bought, they call Palacio. And have more than 112 years. And was okay. You came with me, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And the Palacio was there.
Yes.
Yeah, 112, I think more than 112 years old.
Wow.
Something like that. Yes.
Wow.
And it's still there.
Wow.
The Palacio, we call it the Palacio.
Do you have any advice for anyone who might be migrating to New York from Puerto Rico that you wish that you would have gotten when you came to New York?
Any advice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see what I'm going to say. Well, let me tell you first, I'm telling you now, I love New York. I like the doctors here.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything. But the reason is you have to be scared when you go outside now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's so many people that they like to make crime.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even respect. Even children, they don't even respect. And let me see what else I have to tell you. To put the mask on.
Yes.
To put the mask on the pandemia.
For the pandemic.
Yes.
I was gonna ask you.
To get a job.
I was gonna
try to be something.
I was gonna ask you, since you brought up the doctors. I wanted to know how the doctors treated you when you first came to New York.
Oh, you know, Araceli?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think I never went to the doctor when I came to this country, just went. Let me see. I know they treat you right. I know that because my sister used to go to the doctor.
Was it?
I went, yeah, but yes, I remember that I went to a private doctor that was on 103rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
My sister gave me $10 to get me an injection, vitamin B12 that I needed. It was $5 mm-hmm. each. I had about five.
Oh my goodness.
And I remember he was really, really nice, the doctor. Yes, I remember that because I think I was 16 years old when I was doing, and you know, and I didn't have my period.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then my sister took me to that doctor, and that doctor was really, really nice. I forgot the name of that doctor. Yeah, that was on 103rd Street between Manhattan and Columbus.
Wow. Have you
yes.
Have you felt like the buildings and architecture has changed a lot ever since you came here?
This building, the one that I live here?
Oh, yeah, you could talk about the projects, too. How has the projects changed throughout the years?
Oh, they changed a lot. When I moved here, you have to be married.
Wow.
Yes. It was all family. Nobody else. But now they changed. They don't even respect. Mm-hmm. They do whatever they want. They threw garbage on the floor. In the street, mm-hmm. they don't even care. But before, was a family. Everybody was a family. Women, your mother knows how this was here. Mm-hmm. But now change a lot because now they put anyone in the project.
Yeah.
The people from the shelters, you know, I don't have nothing to do with the shelter, the people with the shelter, but if they come here, they're supposed to live, you know, like, do not live like animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like what they're doing, putting garbage on the in the hallway, throwing garbage through the window, all that.
Yeah.
Is it? Yes, that's what they're doing. It's not the same. It's not the same. Yes.
Is there anything that I should have asked that I didn't?
Let me see. No, yo creo que... Mm-hmm. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
No, I do. I do. It was very good. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot.
Yes, yes. You like my accent. My accent is very popular now.
Yes.
You know, Araceli, I know how to read more and write more mm-hmm. than what I speak.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes.
Was it
because... I learned that in Puerto Rico, you know, how
yes.
to... And I forgot to tell you, when the class in Puerto Rico, when we used to have 1 hour English class, nobody mm-hmm. used to talk. Yes, 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 but you know. But then I got married,
mm-hmm.
and I have my three children, my beautiful three children. My. We got married in La Milagrosa. Yes, and I have three children, seven grandchildren, and two great-grandsons. Yes.
Mm-hmm. About the church, how was religion?
Oh, yeah,
religion?
I was going to tell you about the church, too.
Yes.
Was when we came to this country, Holy Name, 96th Street, they don't have no Spanish mass. Then was the only church was La Milagrosa.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that was in 7th Avenue, 114th Street, 7th Avenue. That was the only one. Then was the another one was the Guadalupe in 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
But Holy Name, they don't have no Spanish. No, around here was no Spanish mass. Then when they see so many people coming, the Spanish people, they make the mass in the basement. In the basement. Then when they see everybody gets together, and then we say we don't want the mass in the basement. We want the mass upstairs. Your mother remember when the mass was downstairs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. 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 That's what it is. That, but the only church was there,
yeah.
And then the John Lord, they came. It was another gang. They called the John Lord. They used to they went to college, and some of them was really really nice helping the Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Yes, and they were Ambadillo too. Ambadillo when Badillo came too, that he was helping the Puerto Rican. Yeah, and all the young, when they went, all these people, they went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when they put the flag up, the Puerto Rican flag,
mm-hmm.
yes, yes, that's why you see so many Puerto Ricans now with the flag.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, and they were so, you know, they were so proud to be Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But let me tell you something. The Puerto Rican people suffered a lot in this country when we came. In 1950, we suffered a lot. And something else I want to tell you. Was no welfare. No, was no welfare. If you want help from the government, you have to be very, very poor. Wow. And I remember they used to come and check to see if you really need the welfare.
Wow.
Yes, was no welfare. And that everybody have to work. Everybody have to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a lot of job, too.
A lot
was
of
so
jobs.
So many jobs, yes.
Oh my
was
goodness.
A lot of jobs, and everybody have to work. But I'm so happy, you know, but now so many people take welfare that I'm against that. That's okay when you need it. When you need welfare, that's okay. If you don't need welfare, you know, everybody have to work. That's what the Bible says, that you have to work. Yes. And let me tell you something. When I came, that I told you before, that I was so poor in Puerto Rico. And then I came here and I was poor too. It wasn't what my mother said, because, you know, Puerto Rico, everybody have the mind, Araceli, that everybody was rich in this country. And that's what my mother's mind, that she said that everybody was rich. It wasn't like that. And I forgot to tell you something.
Yeah.
Was no refrigerator. You know where they used to put the milk and the
where?
Meat? In the winter time, they used to put like a bags in the window.
What?
And I forgot to tell you that. They used to put the bags in the
wow.
window. And they used to put the milk and the meat there. And when you used to want to get the milk, you had to put the window up and take that. And
wow.
the only they have was an ice, you know, the ice, how you call that?
The
you
ice
put ice, the ice bags, only for the winter.
Yeah.
But I'm only for the summer. And my mother and my father, I mean my father and my stepmothers, they never buy so nice. My father was very cheap. but that's the way it was, Araceli. And I forgot to tell you that.
That's crazy.
Yes, and you know, because I was so happy, Araceli, when I came to see everybody rich, like my mother used to tell me. When I see only one room with so many beds. and then to use the bathroom, everybody was using the bathroom, that floor.
Oh my
yes.
goodness.
My father paid only $10 a week. Yes,
what?
$10 a week.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And I used to make, when I went to work, I was making $37. Yes, $37. But everything was so cheap, you know.
Yeah.
Everything. Yes.
Wow.
Then yes, everything that, you know. But now people make a lot of money, but everything is so expensive.
Everything's
yes.
so expensive.
So expensive, right.
But thank you so much, Mabequita, for participating.
What
else do
you want me to tell you?
No, that's it. You did everything. Thank you. Thank you.
Ay, Dios mío.